Welcome back to the podcast Heja Framtiden, a Swedish podcast on the future. My name is Christian von Essen. Sitting here today at Space in Stockholm during Stockholm Impact Week in collaboration with Invest Stockholm. Today is Startup Impact and VC Day. Sitting here with Maria from Umore. Welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you for having me.
You just did a pitch on stage in front of investors, hopefully. Tell us, what is Umore?
We're a mental health self-management platform. We enable individuals to instantly screen for stress, anxiety, and depression. We also then use machine learning models to help individuals predict reoccurrences. This information is shared with their doctor, who can track changes over time and also intervene when something more serious arises.
So how does it work in practice? Do you get this as a prescription in a way?
No, we live where the doctor doesn't live. So we like to think of ourselves as a companion so that you can create better coping skills through our psychoeducation, also be self-aware, and so that when you do go in session, you have a richer conversation. Some of our users use us due to recommendation of their doctor, but many just choose to also use us independently to better manage their mental health.
So it's all about prevention, really.
We believe that preventing is better than curing. And we also believe that all humans have mental health. So having access to accurate screening tools can help you better understand your own context and situation.
So for me as a user, how does it work? Do I get to answer questions every week to find out how my mental health is doing?
That's a great question. So we recommend that individuals do our psychometric screening. So these are clinically validated surveys. And then we combine that with their mood journals. So in science, it's called ecological momentary assessment. And through their mood journals, we can give them hyper-personalized tips on things that they can do to make themselves feel more in control of their situation.
And if the system flags that I'm leading an unhealthy life in a way, or my mental health is deteriorating, what happens then?
So we've got, to our knowledge, one of the largest databases of helplines in the world. If we do have an individual we feel that's at risk, we instantly prompt them to call and get support from their local helpline. If the individual is accompanied by a doctor, the doctor will also be instantly informed. Our product, without the support of a doctor, is mostly for mild to moderate situations. For higher risk, we always recommend that the individual is accompanied by a physician, because nothing can substitute a real doctor.
And you mentioned that insurance companies actually like this product and they pay for it.
That's true. So in the United States, if you're not familiar with the healthcare system, it's incredibly expensive. And 33% of emergency visits on Medicare, so this is the more affordable insurance plan, are actually mental health related, and this is incredibly expensive. So by giving individuals tools to self-manage, we can prevent severe situations.
Are you based here in Stockholm?
We've been in Stockholm now for 8 weeks. We were privileged enough to have joined the Nordquin Accelerator, but I myself am based in Lisbon. My co-founders are based in London. We're a fully remote team and working mostly in the US.
Okay, so what is the rollout plan now?
Now we are partnering with physicians in California, working to enable our remote patient monitoring platform. Very much focused on group therapy, offering support to groups. We have an interesting element in our product, which is our buddies. So individuals can take care of each other. We think that peer support can be incredibly powerful when you are in distress. So we're really pushing that, and of course working with doctors. We've also got a very exciting hospital partnership with SEHA, so that's Abu Dhabi Government Hospital. And last but not least, we've got around 6 clinical partnerships on our research methodologies.
So you're hoping that both individuals will download the app and that you get more strategic partnerships with the healthcare system?
Correct. Well, we grow organically. Individuals do download our app without us spending any money on marketing. Where we're looking is really to grow out our doctor platforms.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Maria Freitas.
It was my pleasure, and thank you for having me here.
Check out Umore. You can download the app on Google Play and App Store,
correct,
probably.
Yes.
And the website is?
www.umore.app.
Right, that's U with a U, MORE.app. Thank you so much. Make sure to check out Umore. We're recording from Space in Stockholm at Stockholm Impact Week. Thank you to this amazing collaboration with Invest Stockholm. My name is Christian von Essen, and check out herframtiden.se for more information about the podcast. Thank you for listening.